From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. President Trump publicly lectured his fellow NATO leaders for not paying their part of defense costs for the alliance.
I have been very, very direct with Secretary Stoltenberg and members of the alliance in saying that NATO members must finally contribute their fair share and meet their financial obligations.
NATO officials had expected Mr. Trump to raise the payments issue during Thursday's meeting, even preparing Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg for the prospect. But one European official said NATO members were still taken aback by the aggressive tone of Mr. Trump's speech. From Brussels, President Trump moved along to Sicily ahead of a two-day Group of Seven summit. President Trump says he's deeply troubled by leaks to the U.S. media about the Manchester bombing investigation in Britain and promises an investigation. Leaked details about the probe, including the bomber's name and police pictures of the event and the evidence, have incensed British investigators. They briefly suspended sharing information with the U.S. on Thursday. British-born Solomon Abedi blew himself up at a Manchester arena Monday night, moments after a show by American pop star Ariana Grande. 22 people died, 116 wounded, most of them young girls. A U.S. military investigation into a deadly March airstrike has found that a secondary explosion caused the deaths of more than 100 civilians in Mosul, Iraq. U.S. Central Command says an investigation determined Islamic State fighters had placed large amounts of explosives. This is VOA News. A U.S. Senate panel overwhelmingly approved new sanctions targeting Iran's support for international terrorism and its ballistic missile program. That story now from VOA's Michael Bowman.
Thursday's 18-3 vote by the Senate Foreign Relations Committee was hailed by its chairman, Republican Bob Corker.
The bill passed overwhelmingly today, and I believe will pass overwhelmingly on the Senate floor.
The committee acted days after President Donald Trump pledged common cause with Israel and Sunni Arab states to counter Iranian influence in the region. Eight of the committee's 10 Democrats backed the bill, including Senator Chris Coons, who said America cannot ignore Iran's ballistic missile launches, support for terrorism, or human rights violations.
All of these are areas that are specifically called out in the Iran nuclear agreement.
Ahead of the vote, a central figure in nuclear negotiations with Iran, former Secretary of State John Kerry, took to Twitter to warn that new sanctions could imperil the nuclear accord. Michael Bowman, VOA News, the Capitol.
U.S. Attorney General Jeff Sessions says he will ask the Supreme Court to review an appeals court ruling that blocks President Trump's executive order limiting travel from six predominantly Muslim countries. The president had promised before and after his election to limit access to some Muslims to the U.S. A U.S. congressional candidate in the western state of Montana has been charged with assault after he allegedly grabbed a reporter by the neck and threw him to the ground. Journalist Ben Jacobs of the British-based newspaper The Guardian tweeted that Republican Greg Gianforte just body-slammed me and broke my glasses. House Minority Leader Democrat Nancy Pelosi.
To see this person who wants to be the one representative into the House of Representatives from Montana be sort of a wannabe Trump, you know, use language like that, treat people harshly like that. That's his model. Donald Trump's his model. And we've really got to say, come on, behave. Behave. That was outrageous.
House Republican leader Speaker Paul Ryan was asked if Gianforte should apologize.
There's never a call for physical altercations. There is no time where a physical altercation should occur with the press or with just between human beings. So that is wrong, and it should not have happened. Should the gentleman apologize? Yeah, I think he should apologize.
Montana backed Donald Trump by 20 percentage points over Democrat Hillary Clinton in last year's presidential election, but also reelected its Democratic governor. Get more news at our website. You can find us at voanews.com.
That's the latest world news from VOA.